From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Tim Martin is reporting for Columbia Green Media. For the first time in 8 years, Hudson is fielding a junior little league team for 13 and 14-year-olds. The team is sponsored by the Hudson Elks and coached by John Pareka, Jr. A total of 14 players opened its season June the 2nd with a doubleheader against Coxsackie Athens at home in Hudson. Pareka is pleased with the turnout. He said, and I quote, "This is the beginning of something good. We're bringing back a junior program that has been non-existent," end quote. The Elks will wear new gold tops and caps with purple trim, and the initials GW are sewn into the right sleeve of each uniform in remembrance of the late Jerry Wood. The league consists of four teams: Hudson, Coxsackie Athens, North Columbia, and Chatham. Each team will play one weeknight game and a doubleheader every Saturday through early July, followed by a postseason tournament to crown the District 15 champion. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for Capital Confidential. As part of the Poor People's Campaign, clergy and advocates gathered in Albany June the 4th to demand a right to health care and a healthy environment. This marked the fourth straight week the rally has been held. According to advocates, more than 1 million New Yorkers lack health insurance, while residents of Hoosick Falls in Rensselaer County and Newburgh in Orange County are still dealing with the impact of PFOA chemicals in their water. Ultimately, it is poor communities and communities of color that must bear the brunt of air, soil, and water pollution, they argue. The Albany event was one of 36 planned nationwide. The Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is co-organized by Repairers of the Breach, the Cairo Center for Religion, Rights and Social Justice at Union Theological Seminary, and local and national grassroots groups nationwide. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Mary Ryan is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. A United States bankruptcy court judge has granted permission to Topps Holding Company, LLC, the indirect parent company of Topps Friendly Markets, to close unprofitable stores. Topps submitted a motion requesting the court's consent to close stores that have consistently underperformed or stores located in close proximity to other grocery chains have, and I quote, "inequitable rent or are not an appropriate size for the demographic area," end quote. Topps has not disclosed which of its stores will be closed or when. There are three Topps Friendly Markets located in Greene County: in Greenville, Coxsackie, and Tannersville. Topps is based in Williamsville, Erie County. The supermarket chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in late February. Under Chapter 11, the court will oversee the company while it is financially restructured. Topps operates nearly 170 stores in the northeastern United States. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And finally, the Times Union is reporting state auditors are reviewing safety plans for schools across New York in an effort to make certain local districts are as prepared as possible for a school shooting. Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli announced the review June the 4th. He said auditors from his office will check to make sure schools are complying with a 2000 state law requiring the creation of plans for violence prevention, student evacuations, and emergency communications. Auditors are expected to begin the field work in June as the school year winds down. DiNapoli said the state must do all it can to protect children from school shootings. In the legislature, Republicans have proposed an increase in funding for armed school security officers, while Democrats have put forward several gun control measures. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers for today. Numerous showers with scattered thunderstorms are expected Tuesday afternoon. Some of those thunderstorms could produce small hail and gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy today with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 3 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 5th day of June 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.